It is my privilege and honor to introduce California's Lieutenant Governor, and if we're lucky, our next governor, Gavin Newsom.
Thank you. My family members right there. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Nate. Thank you. Thank you all for not getting up after the panel left for a break. So I appreciate your indulgence, and I'll try to respect your time and not fill up the entire allotment and give you time, perhaps, if we have, for a dialogue, which would be very valuable for me as well. I'm grateful to be here. The low bar that has been set for this organization, that a lieutenant governor is the highest ranking official ever to be in front of you, is not lost on me. It's not lost on any of you. And frankly, it's why this organization was born, out of some frustration with the lack of leadership, some frustration of lack of resolve, some frustration that folks like me, of all political stripes, were having private conversations that didn't necessarily square with their public conversations. Lack of courage, lack of conviction. And all the while, real people suffering, real consequences to inaction, which by definition is intent. If you sit by and you do nothing, you've done everything by abdicating any responsibility for the world you're living in. So I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be here on a panel of ex-politicians talking about what I could have, should have done when I was in office. I kind of got a little frustrated with some of my colleagues because, well, they weren't leading. I got frustrated because they were very good, politicians are very good at lamenting about the world they were living in, particularly as it relates to criminal justice and sitting there giving fancy speeches about the failure of the war on drugs. And when the time came to actually do something about it, well, they fell short. And I started thinking about my own life. You know, I'm getting up there, but I was, you know, a few years old when California had just 20,000 people in their prison system. Wasn't that long ago. And in 2007, by the way, in 1977, we had 20,000 people in California prison system. In 2007, we had 173,000 people in our California prison system. Now, you know these stats, right? In the 70s, we had roughly 300,000 people nationwide. Now, we have roughly 2.3 million more people incarcerated in the United States of America than any other nation on planet Earth. 5% of the population, roughly 25% of the world's incarcerated. You all know these stats. So this has happened on my watch. This has happened on your watch. There's that great billboard down in L.A. on the 405. Any of you from L.A., you'll appreciate this. One of the most congested freeways in the United States of America. And there's this big billboard that says, "You're not stuck in traffic." And you're like, what the hell is that? And about 20 minutes later, you get 100 yards closer to the billboard. And in small letters underneath, in parentheses, it says, "You are traffic." Think about that, right? Society becomes how we behave. We are our behaviors. We are not bystanders in the world we're living in. We have agency. This has happened on our watch, and we have got to turn it around. And so I am honored for the opportunity to share my thoughts with you today, and honored to participate, and I hope, an ongoing dialogue with you over the course of many, many years to right the wrong on the abject failure, which is our war on drugs in the United States of America. And you know this. I am preaching to the choir, but it's a war on the poor, and it's a war on folks of color. And it's got to end. And the only way you end it is by going to the most destructive and the most ineffective component of that war. And that's the war on cannabis. That's the war on marijuana, dare I say it, without getting hisses and boos. I know my audience. Cannabis, not marijuana. Forgive me. I know it. All right. So we got to step up our game. Now, California, you know this, led in 1996, decades ago. You know, California, you know, I'm a fifth generation California. We love to say we're a state of dreamers, of doers, of entrepreneurs, of innovators, a state that long prides itself on being on the leading and cutting edge. And we certainly were as it relates to cannabis policy and medical marijuana in the United States of America in 1996. But 20 years went by, and a lot of progress started taking shape in other states. Success leaves clues. We saw the medical industry begin to pop up all across the rest of the country, and we've seen that progress continue. But we saw Colorado step up and step in where California stepped off the stage after the failure of Proposition 19. Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, District of Columbia. And that's a little frustrating for a guy like me. You know, we like to say, you know, in California, the future happened here first. And so, you know, we have to reconcile that, but at the same time, we have to acknowledge that we've been the beneficiary of that of sorts as well. Because we've had the benefit of looking at what's gone right in Colorado and Washington, and where they've struggled, where they've fallen short. And as a consequence of that information, we were able to put together a framework that we will be presenting to the voters of California this November. Now that journey began about 2.5 years ago. Some of you may be familiar with this. I apologize for burning you. Some of you may not. There were literally over a dozen initiatives that were out there for consideration and signatures about 6 or so months ago, in anticipation that there would be so many possible initiatives and the possibility there'd be multiple initiatives on the same ballot, which cancel themselves out. We decided there was a void and we needed to fill that void and try to organize our thoughts in a deliberative way by organizing a blue ribbon commission. Rent in doubt, right? Politicians, blue ribbon commissions, right? But this one with some focus and emphasis. We decided to put together a group of 24 folks, about 60% of them more likely to support adult use, legalized adult regulated use of marijuana, but about 40% of the group that were vehemently opposed. We had children's advocates that were just outraged. This is unconscionable. You're even engaging in this conversation for brain development for young kids. This drug is devastating. We had law enforcement that read a preamble that made Reagan's war on drugs look like it was, you know, I don't even want to describe it because there's reporters here, but they were basically saying Reagan was weak on the war on drugs. Nixon didn't even understand. We need to be much, much tougher, and we'll solve this thing. It began literally all our task force meetings with very aggressive language. My point is it was a diverse group of people. And we decided to go out. And we started in Los Angeles, had a town hall meeting, got a lot of good feedback. Folks for and against. We spent some time here in Oakland talking about the issues our children and youth. Went out to Fresno, and folks were particularly concerned in the Central Valley about what's going on. I went up to the Emerald Triangle, and that's when I learned the word cannabis. I started with marijuana, and most had to have extra security just to get through my next sentence. And folks up there expressed real concern about legalization. Now, what's it going to do for us? Do you know what the hell you're talking about? Who are you? You're from a city. You know, I know it's San Francisco, but it ain't all that. You know, rural communities are very different. You know, we're not Colorado. Don't make this like Colorado. We're not Oregon or Alaska. We're California. Trinity, Mendocino, very different. Heck, we produce, they told me up there, they estimated $9 to $13 billion a year at wholesale, just in those three counties. What were the entire retail on rec and medical last year in Colorado? Just shy of $1 billion, right? And we're talking about our 58 counties up in the northern part of this state that produce anywhere $9 to $13 billion at wholesale cannabis. It's a game changer. This is not like Colorado. It's not like Oregon, Alaska, Washington. It's California. It's a unique agricultural state in every respect. So they reminded us, be California-centric. Protect the small farmer. Protect them. Don't sell out. We went on some tours, and you didn't need to be told to protect the environment. You saw the diversion up there. We had all these deformities in the wildlife system because of all the poisons the cartels are putting up there and all the old tanks up there that are rusted after the raids. No one even bothers to clean them up. We've seen how fearful the entire community was up there. You know, make sure you protect the environment.